We're just taking it a look at it from different angles. Values level 4, obey rightful higher authority. That's what they think. Because the world is divinely controlled and guilt-driven, you need to obey the rightful higher authority. The blue one's the only one hard to read. Obey the rightful higher authority. That means either within the organization, who's the higher authority within the organization, that's who you obey. That means in the church, is it the priest, is it the clergy, who is it within the church? Who's the right, God, who's the rightful higher authority would be God. So there's always going to be the rightful higher authority, and that's who you're going to obey.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. Values level 4, yeah. Yep. Right. Right. What was your ab reaction to values level 4? So you ab reacted to, by the way, when a child comes through their growth period, they can either choose to accept those values or ab react to them. So they may abreact to the values, like the flower power, the movement to values level 6, like the shift from, and then people shifted from values level 5 to 6, like in the 80s, everybody was after the money and everybody was driving the cars and it was all the name, the brand, the this, the that. And what a lot of those 5 said, hey, I got a hole in my soul. You know, I've been out here chasing something outside of me, and it's not outside of me, it's inside of me, and I got to go find that. So many of them shifted and stopped chasing so much. Right? Or they either shifted into 6 or they passed through 6, because you got to pass through 6 to get fully to 7. Yeah. So they passed through 6 and picked up whatever 6 they needed to get so that they could move into 7, so they could still be making money. But they're doing it. They're doing it from a different perspective, or oftentimes for a higher purpose.
Well, and a lot of us got to experience 6 in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Where the younger kids didn't get to, they were stuck in four or five.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can see where we would jump back down, maybe, and then.
And that's what happens sometimes with the 6. Is a 6 will sometimes go, hey, I experienced 6, but the brown rice and Birkenstocks isn't working for me anymore. And I want to have some stuff in my life, and I understand that I don't need that stuff to make me happy, but I want to have it anyway. Right. And oftentimes what will happen is that 6 will attempt to revert back to 5, thinking that that's the way, and they'll find, hey, this sucks. I don't like doing this stuff. I don't want to slave my life away for this stuff because I'm really values level 6, pretending to be 5, and they just get kind of stuck wobbling in between and don't make any money and don't go anywhere. Because they don't know that 7 is next.
That's right.
So the hence, yeah, well, the new age would be 6. And the, yeah.
But there's a lot of rich people that are in the new age that are working on spirit.
And those are the people that have successfully evolved upward rather than downward. Yeah. So now values level 5 is full of opportunities. So the values level 5 sees the world as full of opportunities, and they've got to take control. You know, there's full of opportunities to take control of. Now, as a result, their thinking system is pragmatically test options for success. So they'll just keep going out there and doing whatever they need to do in order to be successful, right? Which includes breaking the rules sometimes. Because rules are made to be broken in a values level 5 world. That's situational ethics in values level 5. It's like, hey, if it works for me here, great.
And it's alterable
with every situation. Yeah, that's values level 5. Yeah, then the hole starts burning. Because they spin, they go after, they get their Mercedes, they get everything, and they go, wow.
That's what you see in the press.
You know.
Business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Situational ethics in terms of their bookkeeping. They're telling their investors that they're making so much, but they're misrepresenting their profits. And by the way, they should be arrested. I mean, then what happens is the 4s say, hey, what the heck are you doing? You're going to jail. And the 4s oftentimes will see the 5, the 4 will see the 5 as a 3. Yeah, and they'll say, you're going to jail. Forget about this. So the government comes after them and they put.
Gates over there, yeah.
Yeah. So, values level 6 sees the world as the natural habitat of all humanity. Values level 6 sees the world as the natural habitat of all humanity. And what they do as a result, they think that they've got to form communities to experience growth. So values level 6 will go out and form communities to experience growth. Yeah, because they see of how they see the world. Now values level 7 begins to look at the world as a complex system at risk of collapse. It's kind of chaos. Chaos theory is values level 7. It's like they see the world as this complex system. It's at risk of collapse. We're going to blow it up. Therefore, I've got to learn how to be free and question and live life based upon my personal truth. Set my own code. And they will evaluate what's wrong and right based upon what's inside of them, what they feel is wrong and right, based upon their life experiences. What's that? Oh, did you? Then what happens is they move on, possibly the sevens move on to values level 8, where they look at the world as being a single living interdependent entity. Yeah. And as a result, they think that their thinking system is to seek the order beneath the earth's chaos, to look out at the chaos and see the divine order underneath it. Yes. Yes. And then values level 9 would be a step further we'll talk more about values level 9. They're postulating a values level 9 now, which would be, once again, a resurgence of, if values level 7 is a resurgence of 1 on a higher plane of consciousness in terms of evolution of consciousness, and if values level 8 is a resurgence of values level 2 on a higher plane of consciousness, then values level 9, according to Graves, would be a resurgence of values level 3, but on a higher plane of consciousness. Not necessarily, yeah. Yeah, because collapse always precedes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Isn't this fun? This is interesting stuff, huh? So now let's look at this. It says that the active meme is beige. What happens with the National Value Center is they wanted to avoid... When Claire Graves did this, he wrote them as being values level 1, 2, 3, 4, so on and so forth. They said, well, we want to avoid hierarchies so that people, because sometimes people will compare themselves to this value system or that value system. So they will sometimes mix it up and they'll use lettering or they'll use colors rather than numbers. They'll do all sorts of things just to do their best to get people to avoid comparing themselves to other value systems. Because no one value system is wrong or right. They're just values. They're like flavors of ice cream. You know? People say, well, strawberry's better. Eh, no, it's chocolate.
Well,
you know?
That's because everybody's level of evolution is different and nothing is wrong.
Exactly.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
If people, they did this and they saw themselves here, if they didn't go, yeah, that's me, that's the best, before we did this, that's the best one. Like you say, look at levels. Because, you know, most of us are at a certain level and that's where we...
Right. Absolutely. Well, you relate to it. It's your values. It's what's important to you. Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
And that describes me.
That's it, yeah. Now, I think there's a couple of different ways we could look at this. We could either put us in a box and say, hey, this is me, this is the best one, and the other ones are bad. I know you didn't say that. I'm just saying that's one. I know you didn't say that, and I know you don't mean that. But what I'm saying is that's one way that somebody could take this, is look at this and go, okay, this is me, and this is the right one, the one way, the only way. Or we could look at it to say, okay, this is me, and this gives me the ability to understand other values systems and realize that they're just ways of thinking. They're just based on, and when we look at the evolution of values, we go, oh, this is just different ways of thinking. What this also does, it also gives us the ability to, I know I responded to your question with something you didn't say, but I was just kind of throwing that out there. I was pivoting off of that. This also gives us the opportunity to look in terms of evolution, and I think that's what's most important to us is which way are we going to assist somebody to evolve. So somebody comes into you and they say, hey, I've been working for this same company for years, and I'm sick of waiting for this gold watch, you know, and